In 1970, when America celebrated the first Earth Day, I was a college freshman who thought the word chickadee was nothing more than a funny W.C. Fields endearment, and I truly had no clue about environmental issues, but I did come away with an absolute commitment to energy conservation. One of the longest, most detailed entries in my 2006 book, 101 Ways to Help Birds, is number 14, Conserve Electricity. I learned firsthand about the hazards of transmission lines at National Audubon's Roe Sanctuary along the Platte River, where hundreds of thousands of sandhill cranes gather every February and March to spend time fueling up in preparation for their final leg of migration. My visit to the sanctuary in March 1996 coincided with an exceptionally cold period. In a For the Bird segment, I wrote, quote, "Most of the Platte was frozen, and the flowing open water carried big chunks of ice which would pummel and abrade any crane legs that stood in it. So at day's end, the birds had a terrible time finding safe places to sleep for the night. Although they normally settle in on the river around sunset, during this awful period, many of them were still flying back and forth over the river, searching for a safe bed of water well after dark. And in the darkness, many of them smacked into power lines strung across the river. There are two sets of wires at the Roe Sanctuary where tens of thousands of cranes sleep. These wires have been regular death traps for the cranes, and in these conditions, in the dark, these poor birds didn't have a chance. 17 dead ones were found under one set of wires. The leg of one and the wing of another had been ripped off by the impact. One crippled crane huddled on the ice. It would eventually freeze or starve unless an eagle or coyote got it first. Another set of wires had been fitted with plastic spirals, bird diverters designed to be visible to birds. Only one dead crane was found beneath those. The Audubon Sanctuary paid a third of the cost to put those spirals on, and the pattern of this season's deaths prove they work. But for now, cranes will continue to bonk into wires over the Platte River, an awfully high price to pay for electricity." End quote. A few years later, in 2001, a trumpeter swan was electrocuted at a transmission line at a popular birding spot in Saginaw, Minnesota. Power was knocked out, and the poor bird's smoldering body ignited a wildfire. In 2004, a major fire in the foothills of Santa Clarita, 22 miles southwest of Los Angeles, charred over 5,000 acres and caused the evacuation of 1,600 homes. That fire was ignited by the burning body of a red-tailed hawk electrocuted by a power line. There's been quite a bit of research on various kinds of flight diverters, from the simple little spirals they were retrofitting the wires with at the Roe Sanctuary in 1996, to more complicated ones that have movement and are even illuminated. They're all quite cheap, and studies have shown that they reduce collisions, but retrofitting wires is very expensive. In 1996, the $3,000 the Roe Sanctuary would have had to pay to retrofit more lines was prohibitive, and the power company was under no obligation to pay for it itself, even though it was responsible for those crane deaths. An Audubon spokesperson told me that obviously the long-term solution for such vulnerable places was for power companies to build transmission lines underground, and at the bare minimum, power companies should be required to place flight diverters on transmission lines during original construction or whenever old lines are replaced, not waiting until after disasters happen and then expecting nonprofits to cover the costs of retrofitting them. Tragically, without a legal mandate, there is no way even the richest corporations are going to opt for the more expensive upfront costs of burying lines, even if in a great many places, including where hurricanes, fires, and floods are likely, burying them would be so much safer for humans as well as birds. Nor will they place those cheap little flight diverters on new and replacement lines. Next time, I'll talk about Audubon's 2023 report, Birds and Transmission, Building the Grid Birds Need, and why it seems ironically short-sighted for an organization that has experienced so much avian tragedy on their own property because of transmission lines. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.